Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
UPZ, ups, downs, lifts, rights.
Everywhere.
To the back.
I know some of the people listening to the car, there's a song in the cars right now on some tomorrow. Tomorrow my wallet is going to know who I am finally.
But only for about 24 hours.
Yeah, you know the deal.
Debit orders. Depending on. Good luck. It's East Coast Radio. I'm Stacey. That's Jay Spoon. How are you? Happy Thursday afternoon, everybody. We like to take a break from our own problems just so we can focus on somebody else's. I mean, so empathetic we are. Welcome to Confessions.
Confessions. I'm so excited to get into this conversation.
Yo, Mr. Voice of a Man is like, hello, that's my line.
It's highly relatable.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's very relatable. A lot of people are going to be like, I'm fit. I've seen this movie before. I know exactly what advice to give. In case you don't know what Confessions is, by the way, every single Thursday, we delve into some of the wildest confessions from the street of Mzansi. And you get to weigh in and give your unfiltered thoughts, share your opinion, and help the person who's going through the most get through the particular situation that they've shared. You ready for today?
Me?
Well, KZN.
I'm angry already.
All right.
I was unfaithful to my partner. I know it's wrong, but I'm dealing with those feelings. However, I confided in one of my best friends and they have threatened to tell my partner if I don't confess.
Yeah. You wanna...
Do you have the right to be upset with your friend? No. No. See, I think for the RuPaul's Drag Race fans out there, you're familiar with the turn of phrase, look over there. You are the problem, babe. You are the Taylor Swift. You must look within. I'm glad that you are dealing with your feelings. I'm glad that you shared it with your friend, because a burden shared is a burden halved. However, maybe you should have shared that information with the person you strayed on, because that's the actual issue here. The issue is not that your friend is threatening to tell your partner. Why would you even why would you do that?
So I have thoughts and feelings on this, not for any particular reason besides the fact that I've heard this story before. Someone else.
You're like, not me, someone else.
Some thoughts about the friend, and maybe I don't like the way that they're going about it, but I appreciate their intention. But I also got some gems for the person who has committed this cheating.
This chop.
Yeah, this chop right here. But listen, our thoughts matter as much as yours do, so we want you to chime in now. Send us any advice, any feelings about how this has panned out. Send those through to 061-792-9495. Stacey's so angry.
So angry.
Clearly,
you know, actually, I shouldn't be surprised. Audacity is always on sale.
Hey, especially this time of the year.
Let me tell you.
All right, 061-792-9495. Stacey's just like, I'm not feeling this one.
The way that people can really, like, you know what? The level of putting your back into this that you have done to avoid taking accountability for something that you did initially. You are the origin story.
Yeah. So
your own pain.
I get it, right? The guy's wrong. He must, tell his partner what he's done in a very respectful way, so that, you know, the healing process goes smoothly. I would also advise perhaps getting some professional help. I just have a problem with the way the friend is going about it, man. Like, how can you threaten your friend to do something? Like, I just have a problem with that. It doesn't land very well in my head. I feel like a friend should be more supportive. Also, when you do something that is not within your control because you're being forced to do it, do you really mean to do it?
Okay. So my concern with this is that this is from the confessor's name is Rob.
Mm.
This is Rob's perspective. Rob is already deceitful.
Yeah, and
so is his friend actually threatening him, quote unquote, or is he saying, listen, dude, I didn't sign up for this information. I did not need to know this. This is your problem. You sort it out. And if you don't, I'm going to have to say something, because maybe his friend also knows the other girlie. Mm. Because now he's also implicated. He didn't ask to be a part of the healing process. It has nothing to do with him. Why would you tell your friend?
Well, Rob has put himself in a bit of a mess here. But
Rob is a chump.
I would also have a young chat with the friend to find out where he's at in this relationship.
He doesn't need to be part of this.
Because, Stacey, you know what? As I shared earlier, and to Andy James, who handled the traffic's point earlier, this friend here, feeling that they have the strength, the will, and the audacity to go to your girlfriend and threaten you with that, to say, if you don't go, I'm going to go to your girlfriend and tell her. That's giving, I have some shady interest in your partner as well. I've seen this movie before, and that's maybe my story and where I come from. But sometimes it plays out like that, and that's very dangerous. So I would just set boundaries there real quick as well.
Rob, no.
On the line, we have Ubani Kirisha, yeah. Right?
What do you think, Kirisha?
Your guys.
It's the your for me. Tell us exactly what you think.
For me, I think what's done in the dark is always going to come to the light, really. Mm-hmm. They're going to find out. So better it come from you than from someone else. Because if it comes from you, maybe she's going to forgive you.
Yeah.
If it comes from someone else, that's it. It's done. Tickets, game over.
And what do you think of the friend, though?
Okay, for the friend, I get it. Because why are you going to be telling me that information?
Yeah.
Now I'm stuck with this burden.
Yep.
Like, now it's my job to carry this burden up until you decide or don't decide to tell your partner. Then if your partner finds out that I know, my integrity is on the line. Now I'm a bad person for covering up for you.
Yep.
All right, can I ask you one final question, right? Because I feel like you're very passionate about what we're talking about. Have you ever been cheated on before?
Yes, it has happened to me.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find it?
How did I? Someone told me.
There you go.
Okay.
Someone told me. Yes.
So you like being after told that by point, someone theory. Yeah.
And after that point, it's like, wow, okay, you didn't even have the decency to.
Exactly.
Listen, she said what she said.
Yeah. You didn't even have the decency. So,
So on the line, we have Jesh all the way from Durban. Jesh, talk to us. What do you think?
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Oh man, we lack up.
So I think, first of all, let me just say before anyone bites off my head, cheating is wrong.
Yeah.
But as a friend, your bestie or whoever confided in you, you take that secret to the grave. You don't go and threaten to tell. Yes, you give your friend advice and say, hey, what you did is wrong. Go to your partner immediately and fess up. Because obviously it's wrong.
Yeah.
But you don't go and now threaten your friend and say, I'm going to tell. Who is in the relationship? It's two people. Yes, that person confided in you because, yes, you guys are friends. That's what friends do. But I think it's wrong. And I also think maybe the friend has an ulterior motive. And after this, he's going to go to the gutter and say, hey, you know what? I've liked you all along. And I would never do this to you. So, you know, that sort of thing. It's just wrong in a friendship term. But yes, cheating is wrong. But give your friend advice rather than just throwing them under the bus.
All right,
and
Jesh,
also learn to mind your own business.
Yeah. Okay. That's a strong opinion right there. Let's go to Nicola from Montclair. Nicola?
Hi, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Lekker, man.
Nicola, I'm holding on by a thread. what do you make of this?
So basically, he's done this to himself, right? He's gone out, he's checked out another chick. He's been around, played around, stuff like that. He's gone out, spoken to his friend about it. Yes, you know, secrets do come out, so the secret is out. I really don't think that the friend is interested in the girlfriend.
Mm.
But there's obviously, there's consequences to your action. And you know what? Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Oh.
Now it's time. It's the time for you to shine now. Now it's time for you to go ahead and tell your partner or your girlfriend what you've done. Because that is where the consequences lie.
Now, Nicola, thank you, counselor. That was very, very succinctly put. Jesh and Nicola, you are both live simultaneously. Do you have something to say about what the other one's opinion is at this juncture? Jesh, you want to go first?
Yes, 100%. Nicola is right. Of course, the consequences of this person's actions is wrong, 100%. But I think as a friend, you don't sell out your friend. That's my point at the end of the day. 100%, the person needs to confess whatever happens in the relationship. They need to come clean, whether it means them breaking up or maybe the partner forgives and they move forward. Fair enough. But on a friendship standing, I stand strong when it comes to friendship. You don't sell out your friend at the end of the day.
Nicola?
Definitely you don't sell out your friend. You must know, we live in a cruel world. But friendship comes first. Girlfriends can come and go. Boyfriends can come and go. But 100%. Seeing that the friend now wants to go ahead and tell the girlfriend that this is what is done, maybe the friend and the girlfriend got a good friendship going on.
Yeah.
Nothing extra.
Nothing shady, yeah.
A very good friendship going on. So, you know what? I wouldn't want somebody to be my friend knowing that my boyfriend is cheating on me. I would want somebody to tell me. I would want even a stranger that is not my friend but who knows of it to tell me about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's my point.
Thank you, girls. Okay. Thank you, Jesh. Thank you, Nicola. Thank you very much. And thank you to everybody who waited on this. This is it's just upsetting. If we could all just not cause these problems in the beginning. I just love how the one who made the issue has pulled a, yeah, but now my friend is really rubbish. It's like, how did you become the victim here? Counseling, sir. That's what I would recommend. Immediately.
They're part of your decompression session. Stacey and Jace Boo on East Coast Radio.